and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Christy Wetzel was raised outside of a small farm town in Ohio. Christy was a business and Bible major and played four successful seasons of college basketball at Kentucky Christian University. While she worked as a business professional, the Lord opened the door to volunteer with a women's ministry into strip clubs. What she learned about these women may change your perception. It also was a starting point to a life-changing opportunity that came at the age of 28. We pause to remind you that the reason we have the Good Life Radio Show is to lead you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. Yes, Christ, who through faith in Him and in Christ who loves us so much, He died on the cross for our sins, shed His blood on that cross to wash our sins away. He was buried and rose again on the third day. Through faith in Jesus, there can be a new starting point in your life as well, and new life-changing opportunities that come as a follower of Jesus, as He leads and as we follow. You know, over the past 5 years, Christy Wetzel has been one of many volunteers serving alongside Pastor Roy and Charlotte Yamamoto. As director for the past 3 years over Camp Agape, she has big hopes for the future growth of the camps and mentorship programs both in Hawaii and across the nation. Christy, welcome to our show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Christy, what did you learn about women in those strip clubs?
What did I learn? I learned that they weren't any different than me, honestly. And before I went in the first time, and I didn't know if I was going to be able to come back because it's a very tough environment, a very dark environment. And through that first visit, I just praise the Lord for covering my eyes and my mind and being able to just see them for who they are and who they want to be. So I think that's one thing I learned is that's not who they want to be where they're working.
Now, that I want to come back to that because certain things that you learned there in one form or another has been used by God to prepare you in various ways to what you ended up doing in ministry and even so in some instances what you're doing today. But take us back to the small farm town in Ohio. What was it like growing up there?
Well, for those here in Hawaii, it was probably a lot of like if you lived in Kauai, but you were able to drive an hour to Honolulu. So it was just a great environment for family. I grew up in a family of six. My grandparents lived across the cornfield, and I had another four or five great uncles and another uncle around the block. So very healthy environment to grow up in. And when I was seven, my mother shared with me that my older sister had, she was born with a hole in her heart, in her aortic valve, and the doctor said she might not live until she was after 14. And so from a very young age, just learned that Jesus was real, that the Lord was real, and that we would continue to just pray and expect the Lord to, you know, provide a path of healing. And praise God, my sister still has that hole there, but the Lord has provided health in regards to healing. And she is 34 today, and she has an adopted son, and she's married. And just praising the Lord for the life that He's provided.
Amazing, amazing. Christy, who influenced you most? Who would you say in your growing up years?
I would say throughout elementary and high school, my parents were amazing role models. They didn't just teach me the Bible. They lived it. And along with that, I also had an employer. I worked in the summers as a carny from fair to fair to fair. And I learned how to work hard from 9 o'clock till midnight and do it again the next day for weeks at a time. And the owner there, Carol Price, she would sometimes let me off at 11, and she would get on her knees and clean the floor while I went to bed. And learning that, how to work hard and how to love others by serving them in through how Jesus did, that was probably one of my biggest impacts. And then probably a life-changing time came when I was 16. I went to a leadership camp through my parents' business, and that leadership camp, it was founded on Christian principles, and there were some just girls that were a couple years older than me that taught me it's not about your boyfriend, it's not about your beauty, but it's about your relationship with Jesus. And that truly started my, I would say, my true walk and my intimate personal walk with the Lord with those two girls.
How would you say those experiences impacted your spiritual growth?
I would say from the childhood upbringing with working, my spiritual growth was that I am here not to be served, but to serve. And through that leadership camp, also in serving, but my relationship with Jesus is real and it's alive, and that I don't need to get things from a boyfriend or from the world in and of itself to make me who I am. But if I follow and trust in the Lord and I follow his ways, and just like in Psalms 119, you know, Lord, make your ways my ways and that I may follow you. That was my favorite psalm probably all through high school. It's just like, Lord, I want to do what you desire.
Now, you talked about the ministry just out of Kentucky Christian University there, mm-hmm. as a business professional, ministry into the strip clubs. You talked about them, the women there were not very different from you. What did you mean by that?
I guess what I meant by that is when I found out about the ministry to the strip clubs, I was actually home with my parents for like the weekend, and they live near a cornfield, and now it's a golf course. But I stopped in, and they were doing a tournament to raise money for this ministry. And as I was reading through all these pamphlets, you know, I was like, this is absolutely incredible what the women are doing for these women in the clubs, what this ministry is doing. And I'm like, I could never, you know, relate. I could never help them because my background is so different. And as I was reading that, the voice of the Lord, he just said, Christy, that's exactly why I want you to go. And, you know, even though my background was totally different, my heart grew because I realized that our backgrounds might be different, but our souls are not, and our minds are not, and our hearts are not. And we all desire, you know, to be loved, and we all desire to just, know that we're approved and accepted. And we might be in different stages in our life, in the business world, in, you know, how the world sees us, but really in our hearts, we weren't really that much different.
Mm. Now, you had a life-changing opportunity that came at the age of 28. What was that?
Well, at 28, I was living in Ohio. I'd been in Dayton, Ohio for 3.5 years at that point. And a lot of things actually just closed in my life. A couple months before, my brother was in a very, very serious... He was actually hit by 69,000 volts of electricity. And he was thrown to the ground, and he should have died on the spot. But the Lord saved him, and praise God. He is a miracle today, and he has full use of his arms and his fingers and his hands. And he was in ICU in a coma for about 5 weeks, but God provided and answered a whole lot of prayers from across the world. And then a couple months later, I was in an awesome relationship, and the Lord just closed the door to that, saying, you guys are both to serve me, but in different ways. And so a week after that relationship ended, the ministry serving in those strip clubs was actually starting to go a little more agency. And the director decided that we weren't allowed to have a personal relationship with the friends that I had made at this point. I was a part of that ministry for 2.5 years. And so some of the girls had actually come out and they were no longer dancing and they had jobs, and some were still, you know, in, and they're working on themselves and learning how to get a GED and learning computer skills, you know, so that they could get a different occupation. And when that changed and that door closed as well, I really kind of stopped, and I was like, Lord, now what? I kind of came to this time in my life, and there was another door that had shut. Just my Bible study just ended, so everything I was actively in, you know, was like I'd come home from work, and I'm like, now what? And I was actually joking. I had visited Hawaii the year before, and I, of course, absolutely loved it. And I was joking to a friend of mine. I was in Boston for a bridal shower. And a good friend of mine, and I got a text message from my friend in Hawaii. And I was like, I think this is a sign that I'm supposed to move to Hawaii. And he was actually very wise. He's like, Christy, that's not a sign. That's a text message. And I was like, yeah, that's right. That, you know, this is not a sign. It's a text message, you know. And then I actually joked about it again, and he just said, Christy, if you think that God wants you to move there, then why don't you pursue it, pray about it and pursue it. But if you need to be focused where the Lord has you, and if he doesn't have you in Hawaii, then you don't need to be joking about it. And so that the flight home, I really just prayed and journaled the whole night. And that was March, the end of March of 2011. And that when I got home that night, I just put in my journal, the Lord, I don't know what you're doing in my life. You've closed all these doors, and I'm going to give this Hawaii thing a shot. And if you don't want it to happen, don't let it. And I'll go on with my life, you know. So that next...
Christy, let's... I want you to continue that.
Okay.
You've got us... our ears are perked up, and we're tracking with you. the journey of Christy Wetzel to Hawaii from Ohio. Hey, have you ever experienced times in life when you felt like certain doors were closing, and yet at the same time, you didn't want to cut out before it was God's time, and maybe God sends a friend like he did Christy's friend to sort of put a frame around the experience? It could be a tongue-in-cheek moment. Could this be God? Could it not be? Is this text of the Lord? Is it a sign? And then you come to a point where some gravity, some seriousness needs to take place. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're at a point of transition in your own life. Maybe as Christy speaks, you can see your situation in one form or another in hers. Because as God moves, he prepares our lives purposefully. And he brings people around us, maybe even Christy Wetzel today, to encourage us along. When we come back, she'll share more of her life. Find out more about her at CampAgapeHawaii.com, her and her ministry. And we'll be back with more. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends, Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, it's a serious matter. She's taking notes, she's journaling. Processing her thoughts, her dreams, her vision, what could be, what God could be doing in her life. And it all has to do with possibly taking making a transition from Dayton, Ohio to Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm speaking about Christy Wetzel. Christy is the director of Camp Agape Hawaii. She's in studio today. And, you can find out more about Camp Agape at campagapehawaii.com. And if you're tuning in right now, you want to hear the entirety of this show and other resources that we have, you can get that at thegoodlifehawaii.com. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Thanks for joining us today. Christy Wetzel, continue with that story. How did you end up coming to Hawaii?
All right, I will continue. And actually, Danny, as we were just before the break, you mentioned what happens when we think we're supposed to move on or we don't know it's a sign. We don't want to pull out too early. And I just want to back up. Right after college, I lived in Virginia, and I pulled out too early. And I had stopped investing in where God had me. And I still believe to this day that I left without the blessing of the Lord, and I moved home. And I did not want to do that in Ohio. So it was very tough for me, actually, because I learned a couple years after I moved from Virginia back home that the Lord still had worked for me there, but I took it upon myself to do kind of what I wanted to do. And so this time, here I am. Yeah, I'm 28 and didn't really want to start all over at 28 years old. And so as I was in prayer and journaling, that next morning, I put in a resume, and I only put in one, and it's for Business Solutions of Hawaii. And they called me 2 hours later, and they gave me a verbal job offer. And I was quite shocked and stunned, to say the least. I was not at all expecting that. I figured getting a job in Hawaii would be very tough. And that was not the answer for me. I was like, okay, I have a job, so I have a means of making income. But does that mean God wants me to come to Hawaii? Because, you know, having a professional career and getting an occupation can happen to anyone. That doesn't mean it's the Lord's fingerprint on it's time to move, you know.
Right, right.
And so from there, I spent, four or five more weeks just in prayer. I went to my parents' house that next night and my grandparents' house. As a single woman, I very firmly believe that we need the blessing of our father, of our spiritual father, if we do not have a husband. And if my father, who is my spiritual father, would have said, I don't think that you should go, I don't know if I would have came or not, but they gave me a blessing. And 4 weeks later, I woke up one morning and I was just heard the Lord say, make the decision to move. And it kind of scared me. And I said, all right, I'm going to make that decision to move. And I moved 4 weeks later, and God really moved me. He provided in so many ways. It was, I'm getting ready to move from my house now, and I'm looking for a new place. And it's harder for me to move to a new place here in Hawaii from one place than it was for me to just move out here from Ohio. So,
why was that?
You know, God just blessed it. It was just absolutely amazing. I had I had two cars at the time randomly, and I had to sell them. And the Lord helped me sell them for more than they were even worth. So I came out here with more money than I expected. I had to sublease a place. And not only did God give me someone to sublease my room, she was a Christian, and she was willing to live with me for 2 months before I left, which helped again with finances. And then I was like cleaning out my room so she could, you know, move in half of my space. And my roommate here in Hawaii called, and she's like, Christy, would you be interested in an entire bed set? And I'm like, well, how much? And she's like, oh, it's free. My friends are leaving, and they would like to just, you know, keep, they don't want to take it. God just provided everything down to the last, like, he just, I didn't even buy my plane ticket, actually, for about 4 days before I flew out, because I seriously had so much faith that I thought, I'm not going to buy a plane ticket because God's just going to provide it. So I ended up buying a plane ticket, but I seriously had that much faith. He was working in so many ways.
Wow. Now, how did you connect with Camp Agape?
That is such a sweet story. So when I first moved out here, I took a lot of time. I didn't get involved right away in anything. And I just prayed. And I God really built my prayer life at that point, because I moved here knowing one person. And therefore, I didn't have people to hang out with every Friday, Saturday night, you know, and the Lord just took me out to the beaches and on hikes, and taught me how to pray. And through that, I eventually found a friend who took me to Fuse, which was a young adult ministry out of New Hope, Oahu. And I was at Fuse one Friday evening, and TJ Gorham, actually Pastor TJ, was sharing how Camp Agape needed some volunteers to serve over the weekend. And I really didn't know much about it, except for it was a camp for kids who have a parent in prison. And when I heard that, I still had the hardest thing about moving was that ministry. I had such a heart to work in the clubs and to reach out to the women here in Honolulu, but I didn't have a team, and you can't go in there by yourself. And as that hole in my heart was just hurting, and I wanted to serve. And when I found this, I go, wow, this is like serving my friend's kids. And so I signed up 2 weeks before camp, which you're not supposed to do. But if you're listening to this show and you would like to join Camp Agape, you can go online and you can sign up, and we probably will accept you. So I signed up 2 weeks before camp. I went to the training, and then, you know, I just came out and didn't know anyone, and I was on the Levite team, so I just like the fair days back when I was a kid, from morning till dawn, you know, I just made sure there were snacks and tables and chairs, and picked up the trash, and yeah, it was phenomenal.
God provided and prepared you for what you're doing today. What is it that you do with the kids, or maybe at the time when you were first starting, that really tugged on your heart?
So that first year in August of 2011, I came to the camp, and like I said, I was just a worker that weekend, but we had a color tag with us, and I was following the red team. So if I didn't have a specific job to do, I would go hang out with the kids on the red team. And there were two girls that really I just connected with. And throughout the weekend, I would help them do their devotion. I always made sure I went to their devotion time, and I would do soap devotions with them. And then on Monday morning, Pastor Roy asks if they want to accept Jesus into their heart, and they both raised their hand, and they said the prayer. And then after that, Pastor Roy goes a step further, and he says, we would like to pray for you, or if you want us to pray for your mother or your father, you can come up and we will pray. And that, if you've been to Camp Agape, that is just such a powerful, powerful time. And both of these girls, they didn't go up for prayer. And so I just looked at them and I said, do you guys want to go for prayer? And they said, no. And so I was like, all right, well, is it okay if I pray for you? And they're both like 11 or 12 years old. And one of them shook her head and she said, no. And I go, why can't I pray for you? And she says, because if you pray for me, I'm going to cry. And at that point, I started holding back my tears because I knew that she needed to cry because that's where she would release the pain and that the true healing would start to begin. And so I just shook my head and I said, okay, well, is it okay if I pray for your dad? Because both of them had fathers in Arizona. And they said yes to that. And so as I started to pray, and of course I started to pray for them, they did just start sobbing and weeping. And to be able to have a camp for 4 days where you can just plant these children and teach them about Jesus, to the fact that they trust somebody else and that they have the freedom to cry, and they know they're not going to get slapped around if they cry or have to be sent to the room or be told that they're not strong. You know, they're allowed to cry. And I took those two girls and we just walked out to the beach for a little while. And that right there is, I guess what you could say, what stole my heart and really put that deep passion and desire to continue working with them.
You're listening to Christy Wetzel. Yes, that experience stole her heart, and she's been involved ever since. In fact, today, she's the director of Camp Agape, and you can find out more about her and her ministry, Pastor Roy and Charlotte Yamamoto, at CampAgapeHawaii.com. Maybe as you listen, you want to volunteer yourself. You want to get involved. Maybe as you listen, you want to pray for them and intercede on their behalf, the behalf of the leaders, the ministry, the children, the families, the parents. Maybe you want to support the ministry financially and with other resources. You can find out more at CampAgapeHawaii.com. You know, listening to Christy is a great privilege for us because, as you can tell, she's a dynamic woman of God, and God is using her to affect their lives at a critical time. The lives of these young, these children. And it's going to affect families. It's going to affect the future of Hawaii and wherever Camp Agape goes. When we come back, you're going to hear more from Christy Wetzel, director of Camp Agape Hawaii. When we come back, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. 621. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
You know, one of the lessons that we can gather from Christy Wetzel is her faithfulness to serve where needed, and to work really hard. She learned that early on in her life. She worked from 9 to 12, midnight every day, 9 a.m. to 12 midnight, day after day after day. And God used her even as she began to work in ministry and even with Camp Agape. So how does somebody who starts as a volunteer become the director of the organization, director of the ministry? You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Thanks for joining us today. You can find out more about our program and other resources that are available at thegoodlifehawaii.com, and also catch our national broadcast at goodlifeslice.com. Christy Wetzel is the director of Camp Agape, and you can find out more about Camp Agape at campagapehawaii.com. So how does it happen, Christy Wetzel? How does a volunteer become the director?
Yes. You know, sometimes I ask myself that question. I'm like, how in the world did I end up here? I guess how it kind of started was that the first year, the funny story Pastor Roy and I have, is before I volunteered, they did a background check on me, and it actually came up that I was like wanted for assault in Texas or something. So funny, because now I went from that the first year of who is this girl and she has something on her background that wasn't true, to now being the director. And really, after camp, I didn't really know how to stay plugged in. But praise the Lord, Pastor Roy's wife, Charlotte, she kind of stalked me on Facebook and found my number. And she contacted me that next March. And we just had, I think we went to lunch, and she just shared that, you know, they loved the, I believe what she saw was a passion to serve God and serve the kids while also working the camp. So you have to do the Levites and the logistics side, but you can't just focus on the tasks. You have to stay plugged in to where the focus is, and the focus is on the kids. And so that next year, at the time, Pastor Louie was the prison ministry pastor at Nu'upu Wahu, and she kind of hooked me up with him. And I quickly learned that being admin over the logistics team meant running the entire operations of the camp from the back end. And Pastor Louis did an amazing job of grabbing all the people and the men to work. But if you want to know how a pen gets to camp and where it was bought from and how much it cost, the logistic person knows. So it doesn't matter if it's a tent, if it's a luau, if it's a chair, or if it's a snack item, the logistics handles it. And so I went from working that and not in learning new Hawaiian logo and terminology, like a hand cart or a hand truck or a cube truck and a boom lift. And I picked up on words, and I guess I did a good job. And God gave me great favor in 2012 as I was the new logistics kind of leader. But God just gave me great favor in regards to all the teams and all the leaders. We just clicked, and we were united and working well together.
You speak about others, and you speak well of others. You speak with regard, and then there is a grace in your being able to do that. It doesn't surprise me that there's a reciprocal grace in that others have looked upon you with favor. How would you say, Christy, your background as a basketball player has impacted or influenced your ability to function in the context of teams?
Yes.
Or even lead, for that matter.
Yes. So I played basketball starting in third grade with my best friend, loved it, and throughout high school, I just really loved it, played on traveling teams throughout high school, and sacrifice. You have to make a lot of sacrifices when you are committed to a sport and you're from a small town, because I had to drive 45 minutes just to get to practice, and my parents had three other kids, so I went by myself, so you learn a lot as you play and you go to tournaments, and then as you work to play in college. I didn't care about education a whole lot. I got good grades and everything, but I just love playing basketball. And through the team aspect and through leadership, a lot of grace does abound, and you learn how to work with people. You learn how to uplift each other and encourage each other, and how far being thankful and a pat on the back really means. And the other thing in college I could sit here and pretend that I was a starter on our basketball team for the 4 years, and I wasn't. And I was part of a phenomenal program. My freshman year, I think we lost three games, and we won national championship for our division 3 years in a row. And then, my sophomore year, there was a point guard that came in, and she was better and faster and could pass much better than I could. She saw the floor better, and I was a sophomore. She was a freshman. So what did that mean? That meant that I was on the back seat. In college, it's not about your seniority. It's about who's the best on the court and going to win the game. And what God taught me through those kind of 2.5-3 years of really tough, you're almost there, but you're just not getting the playing time, is that you perform behind the scenes, because you never know when God's going to use you. And so there was a lot of times where I only got 5 or 6 minutes in the game. But, after the game, I would go and work out in the gym, and I'd go to the racquetball court and continue practicing my dribbling skills, my passing skills, because you don't know when you're going to be needed. But when they call you up and you're needed, you have to be able to perform at an expert level. And I would say that transitioning to being the director of Agape, where, it's not about me. If you come to our camp, you probably won't see me, and I'm not on stage and I'm not speaking. I'm behind the scenes, and my desire is to help equip every single leader to do the best job as they can so that our camp can run the smoothest as possible.
What touches you the most of your volunteers?
The first thing I thought was commitment and loyalty. And as Camp Agape, we are 100% volunteers. No one is no one's paid financially. Our reward will be in heaven. And it's a very large organization to run on a complete volunteer base. And hopefully, you know, that'll change one day. But for now, and there's something special that comes when you're serving from your heart and only from your heart. And everyone, you know, we can't do it. I cannot do it without Karen and Thomas and hospitality. And I can't do it without David and Erica from logistics. And I could name everyone. But Pastor Roy and Char just have this amazing grace over us. And he has this amazing vision that's directly from the Lord. And when you can follow, when you have the opportunity to serve under someone who directly hears from the Lord, it just makes yourself go away. And it makes you just fully commit to the vision because you know it's God's. Mm. Yeah.
Now, Camp Agape is celebrating its 10th anniversary. Mm-hmm. And so what locations? So we talk about Hawaii, but Oahu. Are there other locations that Camp Agape is reaching, serving?
Yes, actually, Pastor Roy is on his way to Oregon tonight, I believe. This is going to be their sixth year. And we started Camp Agape Big Island, and they just finished their third year in May. We have Camp Agape Maui. And this year we just launched 2 weeks ago Camp Agape Arkansas, and they had a total of 34 kids. And it went to Arkansas through a guy that lived here from the military. He got out of the military, and the Lord said, you need to start a camp here in Arkansas. So we have that one. And then this next weekend, we are having a team from California and Kauai come in so that they can observe and just listen to the Lord to see if they are supposed to start one in their cities as well.
If someone wants to be a part of the ministry, there's a pull, there's a draw, the Spirit is compelling someone today as they listen to you. How could they find out? How could they connect? What should they do?
Well, one thing, you can always call me. My phone number's on the website, and you could contact me. You can contact, you know, Pastor Roy, Char, any one of our volunteers. I would say the best way would be to come to camp and serve this next weekend, the 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th, Friday through Monday over Labor Day. And if you're not able to do that and you still want to learn more and get involved, you can also, if you sign up for our newsletter on the website, that does come to me, and you can put a note in there on what you're looking for, and I can help, you know, reply back that way. And if you already have plans over Labor Day, we do meet weekly. We meet on Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock at a ranch over by Sam's Club in Pearl City, kind of close to Leeward Community College. It's kind of difficult to get there, so you'll have to get a map from us. But we meet every week, and we have families, because the entire goal of Camp Agape is not just the weekend. It's a full circle ministry where
Christy, let's go back.
We
definitely need to go back to talk about the full scope of Camp Agape. We're getting an engagement point here. We want to give people that opportunity, and as they do, let's give them a broader scope of the entire context of the ministry. More with Christy Wetzel, the director of Camp Agape Hawaii. While it's now becoming Camp Agape in other states across the island chain, and maybe as you listen, maybe in your state, maybe in your area. Christy Wetzel will be back to share more specifics, the broader context of the ministry of Camp Agape when we come back. Stay with us. Stay with us now. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chanan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Yes, the Lord is indeed doing a mighty work through all the hands and feet of the Camp Agape volunteers. And Christ's desire is to help use the spiritual gifts of all the volunteers, as well as the director of Camp Agape, Christy Wetzel, as she serves alongside Pastors Roy and Charlotte Yamamoto to carry out this vision of child, parent, and family restoration. And what is the broader context of Camp Agape? Christy Wetzel is here to share that with us. You can find out more at campagapehawaii.com. And again, more about this program, thegoodlifehawaii.com. Christy, so give it to us. What is the broader scope of the ministry of Camp Agape?
I would say the broader scope ultimately is for true restoration through Jesus Christ, restoration with the family as a whole. And God has provided an opportunity for us to start that process through the child by bringing them to a camp that is, you know, it's completely free for the child. And when you can have a child and plant them in good soil for 4 days, as Pastor Roy says, that allows them to trust us, and we're able to love them with God's agape, unconditional love. And on the third night, they learned of forgiveness. And of course, Jesus' forgiveness for our sin, for our personal sin, for the things we've done wrong. And through that, we then teach them, you know what, your parent may have hurt you, but we have to forgive them, and you have to forgive them. And that right there is where it breaks that wall down. If we're able to forgive someone else, to truly forgive them, that's when the relationship can be mended. And I know a lot of us have experienced that in our own personal life, or we have a brother or a sister, and or maybe we haven't forgiven them yet and we know we need to, but, you know, making that phone call is just not easy. And so if a child has forgiveness and then they go home from this camp, and I've talked with mothers and with grandmothers 6 months after camp, maybe at the Christmas party this past year, one of the grandmas shared with me, she said, Christy, my grandson is 12 years old, and his dad went in 3 years ago, and he's been angry and mean and just not a happy kid. And he came back from your camp. It's been 6 months. I can see that he forgave his dad. You know, we have kids write letters to their father saying that they forgive them. Why will you please write back? And she said that her grandson has never been happier, and he's a normal 12-year-old laughing. That doesn't mean he doesn't still have pain and hardships, but that's where it starts. And if the child can forgive the parent, then sometimes the parent can forgive themselves and they can allow themselves to have that relationship again. And then that eventually often brings in the whole family will come back together.
Christy, what happens? What happens? I mean, I hear the after effects, but the impact of the camp. Are there other things that Camp Agape produces or puts on in relation to follow up with the kids and the families?
Yes, there are. We have a handful of different things. You know, a lot of kids, they can't come to a weekly event. And so, like at Christmas time, we were able to invite every single one of our camper families. So whether they were a camper or if they were 3 years old, they were invited to the Christmas party, which we just praise the Lord for Inspire Church actually hosting that. And that was a great connection with a lot of families that maybe live, you know, on the west side and they can't get into town. If they are mobile and live near, we have meetings every week on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock, and it's open to everyone. I actually used to go to New Hope Town for 3 years, and then the Lord led me to, you know, to Agape Christian Fellowship to be fully committed there where my heart is anyways. And so and that those mornings are so great. We have a short teaching time and worship, and we have brunch. So if you just want to come for the food, you can come for the food, homemade food every week. And then we sit down and we do soap devotions together. And whether you're 5 years old or you're 65 or 70, we have everything in between. And it's just an amazing ohana that God's brought to us down there at the ranch.
So what's it feel like being a girl from Ohio? Now you're talking, you talk about ohana, you feel it. I mean, you've got your own local style, your own local way. What's it like for you?
That's an interesting question. I definitely, I don't pretend to be, I'm not one of those people that just pretend to be local, but I get about 6 months ago down at the ranch, just realizing this every week, it's like a family reunion. And, you know, I might be one of the only ones that have white skin that are down there, and I never even noticed it. And that's when you know it's true ohana, when somebody else that's maybe not from, you know, Hawaii comes and they're like, Christy, are we the only ones? And I was looked around and I didn't even realize it. And, you know, and that's the blessing about being out here in Hawaii. I think God has truly broken down a lot of those barriers, and we just love each other as family.
Hey, how about your parents? Parents and friends back home? I mean, this Hawaii is your new home. What do they say to you? What have they shared about, you know, what they've seen or how they've seen God working in your life?
Well, the first year, you know, second year I was here, when are you coming back? How long are you going to stay? And after that second year, I was asking God, like, am I going to stay? And the Lord finally told me, Christy, you're doing what I want you to be doing. And I just praise the Lord for those words, because there's a sense of contentment. That doesn't mean I'm comfortable and I'm not doing his work, but there's a contentment that I know I'm supposed to be here. And and I know my parents, it is hard being away from home, and they all would love for me to be home, but they also know that I'm doing the Lord's work here. And for as long as God wants me to do that, you know, they're willing to sacrifice that, and very blessed to go home quite a bit. And so, yeah, for most of them, I think they're starting to realize, okay, it's been 4.5 years. She might not come home. You know, this is her home now.
Well, and you've been with Camp Agape for about 50% of the time, right?
Right. Since, yeah, it's crazy.
It was founded so 10 years ago. You've been with them about five years, and now the director. So, Christy, a parting shot to someone who is has recently come upon some difficult times, whether it be in their finances, their physical health, or maybe going through a relational challenge. Or just feeling down, maybe even depressed, what would you say?
I would just share to open up, as hard as it is, to open up your Bible and just let the Lord go to Psalms and just pursue Jesus. And the Lord, it's in His Word, and He will meet you where you are. And that doesn't mean that, you know, you're going to go to bed happy. You might go to sleep tonight and cling to your pillow and just cry out and just say, Lord, I can't bear anymore. You have to come meet me. But just the peace that comes with opening up the Word of God and just soaking into it, and even if it's just for 3 minutes, you know. And I think too often we forget how powerful that Word is. And in my life, there's been times, even here in Hawaii, when I didn't know how I was going to get through, and I didn't know how I was going to overcome in the faith that you have to have every day to live here. I know a lot of people are dealing with financial. You know, I've been there in Hawaii. It's not easy, and you don't know where that next payment's going to come from and how you're going to pay rent, even at the end of this month in a few days. You know, and you just got to get on your hands and knees and you just give it all to Jesus. And that doesn't mean that you are going to be able to pay it September 1st. But, you know, God is a provider. And just as He says in Matthew, He knows what we need. He knows. We don't know when He's going to come through with it, but He does know, and He will come through if we continue to just put our whole faith and trust in Him and in Him alone.
Christy Wetzel, you have spoken words of life, words of hope. You've spoken out of a spirit of grace, and I can just sense the spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ. So thank you. Thank you for all that you are, all that you're doing, and for the way God is using you. We're grateful for you, and thank you, dear sister, for being a part of our ministry and sharing your story.
Blessed to be here with you, Danny. Thank you very much for the invitation.
And as you've heard, Christy, today, it is our hope, indeed, that you were so touched by her story. You can find out more at campagapehawaii.com. You know what? There's no better time than right now, as Christy has, to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, look, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Would you do it? That's our prayer. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. We've got a special presentation set up for you there. And you know, if you'd like to help us with your financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Psalm 119:173 says, may your hand be ready to help me, for I have chosen your precepts. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Christy Wetzel. Find out more at campagapehawaii.com. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.
Just leave it to me.
Hello, Christy.
Okay, I'm here.